Celebrate who you are.
This is Radio KC.
Distinctly different.
We are not getting any support from government. We are struggling. Kids are studying, but the painful thing is that when they come home, there is no food for them. They don't have clothes.
There's a saying that says, when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. And we know that in an African context, it cannot be ignored. From where I am sitting, I would safely say it would be advisable for a woman to be actually be, for a job to be created specifically for women. They are the one who have to look after the kids until the age when they are ready to go to university and even above.
Welcome to Radio KC 107.7 FM. I am Avril Esterhazen, your host.
With me, I have a woman that has her own food garden, and she's going to tell us more about what she does. Please take this time to introduce yourself to us.
I'm Sylvia Mchali from Club Mats.
Why did you decide to start this food garden?
The reason why I decided to start my own food garden, it's because I love vegetables, and the vegetables are very expensive at the shops. So I just decided I must make my own food garden so that I can plant my own vegetables.
Before you had this food garden, how was the nutrition in your house?
It was very, very, very bad, because all the time, if I need vegetables, I have to take the money and go and buy it. And I see all of us here, we need to eat vegetables. And then I decide myself, no, I must start something to plant my own vegetables so that I can save the money. I'm not going anymore now for vegetables at ShopRite. I get my own vegetables at my own vegetable garden.
What kind of crops do you grow in your garden?
Peas, carrots, beetroot, spinach, potatoes, onion.
Is it only for your own house, or do you sell it to the neighbors around here?
I eat it for my house. I sell it for the people in the community, especially the Basotho people staying at Kyokyombeni. They always come here to buy spinach and morocco to make food at home.
Now that you've told us before you bought your own food, how is it now that you have your own food garden?
Now it's much, much better for me, because the money I was always using for my vegetables, I keep it for myself. I'm not buying. Example, I like carrots, I like ertjies, I was always buying at ShopRite, but I'm not buying anymore.
So you eat healthy now?
I'm eating healthy now because I'm eating the vegetables coming under the ground, the fresh one.
How did you get the land that you have now and that you are working on?
I was asking one of the men here in the community. There is a small place for the people who are having pigs and sheep and the cows. And then I decide myself to ask one of the men. They give a piece of land for me to plant. And then I just talk to him and he give me that piece of land. And then I will start planting my vegetables there.
Where do you get the seed from to start growing this food garden?
For the first time, I was buying my own. And the second time, Women on Farms give me the seeds and plant. I'm using that seeds now.
I know it's a lot of work there, and I mean myself, I don't like working in gardens, but who are helping you in your food garden?
It's only me and my children, because I try to teach them how to plant the vegetables, and they must know where are the vegetables coming from.
Are you the only woman in your area that has this food garden?
Yes, at this moment I'm the only one.
Are there any last words of encouragement to other women to start their own food garden in your area or wherever they are?
I want to encourage all the women who are here in Club Mats, no matter you are working or if you are not working, just start your own food garden or a small piece of land at home. You can start it and then start planting your own vegetables, and then you are going to see, because you are going to get something to buy bread for your children and you get something to eat with your children. It's not always go and ask for the other people. You can do yourself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much also.
Celebrate who you are.
This is Radio KC.
Distinctly different.
Welcome to Radio KC 107.7 FM. I am Avril Esterhazen, your host, and with me I have Roslyn Engelbrecht from Women on Farms. She is the Cooperatives Program Officer.
Hello, Roslyn. How are you?
Thank you.
Roslyn, please take this time to introduce yourself to us.
Okay, my name is Roslyn Ingelbrecht and I'm currently working for Women of Farms Project as a program coordinator on the cooperatives and food gardens program. So I'm basically with Women of Farms for a very long period. I started as a youth activist and later worked for Women on Farms.
Okay, now please tell us who and what is Women on Farms. Give us a short history in a nutshell.
Well, basically Women on Farms project is a registered South African non-governmental organization and we grew out of a project in 1992 out of Lawyers for Human Rights, and our initiative aim was at meeting the specialized needs of women who live and work on farms. So basically we work with women in commercial agriculture, mainly in the Western Cape, but also recently in 2009 we started working in the Northern Cape as well.
Now what is the mission and the vision of Women on Farms?
The vision of Women on Farms is engender society that treats women who live and work on farms with dignity in respect, but in accordance with the constitutional rights. The mission is that we strive to strengthen the capacity of women who live and work on farms to claim their rights and also to fulfill their needs.
So what areas do you cover? You mentioned something about Western Cape. What areas? Is it only the Western Cape that you cover?
Basically in the Western Cape, due to funding constraints, we're only able to work in 8 municipal districts and basically then on commercial farms within the district. But some of our programs also now, because there is a major shift in the agricultural sector in terms of women's seasonal labor, we're also focusing now on informal settlements.
Let's go into more detail. What was the food and nutrition factor on certain farms before you got involved on those farms?
Basically food, I think in the whole food system in South Africa has always been, it's always been like a hidden problem. Before we started to work in the areas, there's always been concerns about food and how people get access to food, but it was not like a reality to us until we did a study in 2011. We did some research on food security as well. We found, actually what our findings was, that 57% of farm workers who are directly involved in food production are routinely experiencing hunger. And in the informal settlements, it was even high, it was like up to 70%. So that was a major concern for us as Women on Farms. And that's where we realized how big the problem really is.
Are there any other departments that you're working with under Women on Farms? Is it only food and nutrition, or what other projects do you also have?
We have focused programs within our organization. So basically we want to build a farm woman holistically. So our programs are the Women's Health and Empowerment, which looks at under women's health rights, but also in terms of service delivery and how their health rights are realized. And then we have the women's labor rights, which looks broadly at the labor laws in the agricultural sector and how women fit into that spectrum. And then we also got the land and housing, which looks more broadly at evictions and 10-year security of women on farms. We also got the youth program, or the young women's program, which looks at breaking the intergenerational cycle of the woman and the daughter.
So what systems have you implemented to improve the living conditions on these different farms that you're working right now?
The systems that we have currently in our program, we do empowerment work, and which means training up women on their basic rights, but also in a way the methodology that we use in empowering these women to determine their own rights and to articulate what their needs are. We have used training for transformation, so they use that methodology to determine the needs within their communities. But we have structures in place where these women form groups, and basically in the past we used to call it women's rights groups, but now these women are resource agents on farms with all the training and the knowledge, and they are a reference point within the community to help and advise and also in some cases do casework. Even in, if I can say, like for instance the land and housing program, we've got the Rotterdam Crisis Committee who respond directly immediately when a eviction took place. on farms. So they are change agents in their respective areas.
That was Roslyn Ingebrecht, Cooperative Program Officer from Women on Farms on 107.7 FM. Ironically, the incidence of food insecurity levels is higher in rural areas, where it is up to round about 70% of the country's poor population, where 70% of the poor population live. Although agriculture is one of the pillars of the Western Cape economy, farm workers are among the most food insecure in the province. In a baseline study undertaken by Women on Farms in Rawsonville, in 2011, 57% of all farm workers' respondents reported that at least one member of their household, usually the mother, had routinely gone hungry in the previous 12 months. This figure was even higher for farm workers living in the informal settlements, where 70% report 2010, men comprises 90% of land reform beneficiaries and women only 10%. Access to productive land will not only increase household food security, but will also reduce women's dependency on male partners and farm owners. Now, women farm workers and rural dwellers in the Cape Winelands District Municipality are saying they have been without land and sufficient food for long enough, and now they have the following demands, which includes the constitutional right to food, accelerated land redistribution that will benefit women, expropriation of unproductive and multiple farms, an immediate moratorium on farm workers' evictions, access to environmental sustainable agricultural support, and lastly, the right to choose sustainable production methods. Women on Farms and Rural Women from Cape Winelands District Municipality, they will celebrate. It's going to take place, and this is also in a nutshell what they have in future. They will be working with women. They will be having more projects and more workshops for the ladies and the women on farms, where they educate them about gender-based violence and also land reform. They also will be working with teenagers, also talking about what they are doing there on the farms and how they can improve their lives. Until next time, I'm Everett Estreisen on Radio KC 107.7 FM. Till next time, goodbye.